Before Ray Suarez took the stage in JMU's Wilson Hall Auditorium, he aimed to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. not for the preachings of peace for which he is best known, but rather for the uncomfortable truths King brought to light and the opposition he faced because of them.
We take a risk if we try to simplify King, if we try to smooth him out, to forget what made him a challenge to the United States. If all he ever said was, I have a dream and people should be not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Those are lovely sentiments, but he was a lot more than that.
In his speech, Suarez highlighted King's more radical outcries against economic disparity in the U.S. and the Vietnam War. The resulting pushback included a suicide letter sent to him by the FBI, condemnation by President Lyndon B. Johnson, and a Gallup poll which reflected a 75% disapproval rating in the final year of his life. Suarez sees King's memorial regularly on his commute into Washington, D.C., a constant reminder of his legacy.
Is Dr. King still yours? If you're not Christian, if you're not black, if you've never lived firsthand the deformities, the distortions, the calamities that befell America during centuries of legal discrimination, I want to tell you today that Dr. King is yours.
His speech was part of a formal event kicking off JMU's Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Week, which also included a presentation of the MLK Community Service Award to Harrisonburg City Councilman Chris Jones, and performances from student groups such as the JMU Contemporary Gospel Choir. This is the university's 33rd year commemorating King, with events hosted by the Center for Multicultural Student Services. According to their director, Valerie Gant, it all started with a silent march from students back when JMU did not officially recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a holiday.
MLK is a day off, but it's really a day on because there's a lot of community engagement, community service that takes place all day long.
Events scheduled for this week include dialogues, community service opportunities, and the annual march scheduled for this Thursday. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.